continuing our For Our Future journey this week as we continue to make our way forward in this time for our church. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of prayer and how prayer can help us align ourselves to what God wants for us in this season and in all seasons of life. Perhaps one of the most frustrating things as a parent when you're raising kids and then thinking about the younger kids is when you ask them to do something that is in their best interest, but they are not always willing to do it and they object to it. Some of these things are like, it's time to go to bed. You have to brush your teeth. You have to eat your dinner. As a parent, you know these things are in their best interest and you are begging them, pleading them sometimes to do them, and then they refuse to do them. And so you start to negotiate and you say, look, it's not gonna hurt you to go to bed on time or even a little late as it is already. There's nothing poisonous in your dinner. The toothpaste is the same right now as it was in the morning. Let's get going on this. And eventually, hopefully, your child gets with the program and as they get older, does what they need to do. But we all have this experience in life where we are trying to get somebody to do something that we know is in their best interest, but they aren't willing to do it. And it's really hard and really frustrating. Now, I realize this happens in a lot of places, in a lot of phases and seasons of life. You're gonna have this with kids of all ages. You're gonna have this with your spouse. You're gonna have this with coworkers where, you know, in a good way, you know you're trying to get them to do something they need to do, but they don't always wanna do it. And so you have to try to get them aligned to what is best for them and best for everybody. And I think this gives us a little bit of an insight of what it's like for God looking at us when we're looking at how we live. I sometimes think about God looking down on us or God looking at us or with us and thinking to God's self like, oh my gosh, if they would just do what is good for them, then things would go so much better. If they would just follow my teachings, if they would just have listened to my son Jesus a little more or a lot more, life would be so much better. But God can't force us to do these things because God gives us free will. Rather, God continually reminds us that we need to align ourselves to God's work and purposes in the world. And one of the best ways that we can do this for ourselves is to pray. Prayer is one of the best ways that we can align ourselves to God. And one of the most important prayers that we can have that helps us remind us about this is the prayer that Jesus taught us. And we know this as the Lord's Prayer. Now, it's really interesting to me that when Jesus teaches the Lord's Prayer, it's in response to a request from the disciples to teach them how to pray. In the version that we get of this story in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, Jesus had been praying, and the disciples, maybe trying to kiss up to him a little bit, it kind of seems maybe sometimes, they asked him, "Teacher, would you teach us how to pray?" Interestingly, I heard another preacher say recently that the only thing that Jesus ever taught his disciples how to do in this way was to pray. He didn't teach them how to preach. He didn't teach them how to lead. He taught them how to pray. And in response to their request, teach us how to pray, he teaches them what becomes the Lord's Prayer. In the Luke version of the story, it focuses on the prayer having the aspect of wanting God's kingdom to come. Now I'm going to share a little bit of this prayer in the traditional language that has male language for God, but that's the version we get in the scripture, so I'm going to stick with that for now. But I do want to recognize that male language for God can be problematic in some ways for a lot of people and problematic for everybody. But how it goes, as we know, is this. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And the next part is where it really starts to get specific. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now that's the old language here, but this is what we work with and this is the one we say probably the most often. And what happens in this prayer is we are praying to God that we would help God's kingdom come and God's will be done on earth. The next part is, on earth as it is in heaven. That is God's way of reminding us and calling us to be in alignment to God's purposes and dream for the world. Anytime you see in the scriptures God's kingdom come or God's kingdom, you can substitute in that God's dream for the world. You can substitute in that God's best for the world. You can substitute in that God's best for you, God's dreams for you, because when God's kingdom come, then we have heaven on earth. And we know we want to bring more of that to bear and to become real. And that's what it means to become aligned with God's purposes. When we are seeking that, we are seeking God's dream. We are seeking God's peaceable kingdom. We're seeking God's family to come alive for more and more people. And when we're aligned to that, we align ourselves to God's love and God's hope for the world. And in this season for us as Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, we're seeking to do that in a very specific way to help God's kingdom come through the For Our Future campaign and journey. Now, I want to remind us that when we are praying over this and praying over what is God going to do through us, what is God going to do through me, that important prayer, what we're trying to do is pray to help God help us be aligned to God's purposes and to help what we're doing right now continue to be aligned to God's work in the world. This is so critical because when we're doing a capital campaign, we want to remember that it is a means to an end. The end in of itself is so for us as a church to continue to do God's work in the world. In our case as a church, one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to raise capital funds so that we can continue to invest our other time and resources into advancing God's mission into the world without getting distracted or out having to pull back because we have to spend money on this building that we have. It's a part of what it means to be our church at this time. But all of this is leading us to being a church that is more and more faithful. And all of this is leading us to be a church where more and more people do experience God's life-changing love through our church. And that's why we're in this season of prayer, support, and investment. This season of prayer, support, and investment is us praying to God to align us to God's purposes so we can achieve what God wants for us to do in this life. In this moment, in this time where we know people need more and more of God's love in their life. You need more and more of God's love in your life. I need more of God's love in my life. And one of the ways that we can do that is by engaging in the For Our Future journey. Now, we have to remember that the engagement in the For Our Future journey comes in that threefold form. We need everybody praying. We need everybody that can to invest their time and energy into the ministry and mission of our church. And we do know that God is calling us to a season of investment, of giving to the campaign, something that is above and beyond the regular giving of our financial resources to the church. This does remind us that we are also called to be giving as we can to the operating fund of our church, to the regular offering of our church. And when we continue to make that investment in our regular giving, we bring alongside this special season of investment of the capital campaign. In this season, we are furthering our alignment with God's promises. We're furthering our alignment through prayer to God's promise to help God's kingdom come and God's will be done on earth. So as we go forward together in this season, I want to encourage each one of us together as families, as friends, as communities, as in small group, whatever it is, to be praying as we can that prayer. God's kingdom come, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when we pray that prayer, and when we surrender ourselves to God, then we will further God's promises to become true now and into the future. And when we pray that prayer, God will help us find the answer to that prayer question, what do you want to do through me? The specific answer for each one of us is different, but the general answer is the same for all of us. God wants us to help God's kingdom come now. Heaven on earth now. So let's all of us make sure we do our part to have heaven on earth come now. Would you please pray with me? God, we are grateful that you continue to speak to us. We are so grateful that you have not given up on us at all. And because of that, we ask that you help us to continue to pray in ways that helps us become more aligned with your vision for our lives, with your vision for this world. God, we do pray that precious prayer that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help that to be our prayer so that we can come to an answer to the question, what do you want to do through me? So we can have a sense of your leading to answer that question, what do you want to do through us? God, we ask that you guide us in this time and help us to be as faithful as we can in everything that we do. We pray this in your name. Amen.